Joy, the beginning. Joy is a rare visitor in most people's lives. The intention of this book has been to make it your lifelong companion. Joy is not some elusive spiritual goal. It is simply the background milieu that is needed for any aspect of your life to unfold magically and wonderfully. If joy is not the ambience of your life, even life's most pleasurable activities become burdensome. The issues of life around you can be addressed to the best of your capabilities, but once joy is your constant companion, you are no more an issue in your life. After that, life is a journey of endlessly unfolding celebration and discovery. For the first time in the history of humanity, we have the necessary resources, capability, and technology to address every issue on the planet, of nourishment, health, education, you name it. We have tremendous tools of science and technology at our disposal, powerful enough to make or break the world several times over. However, if the ability to wield such powerful instruments is not accompanied by a deep sense of compassion, inclusiveness, balance, and maturity, we could be on the brink of a global disaster. Our relentless pursuit of external well-being is already on the verge of annihilating the planet. Never before has a generation of people known the comforts and conveniences we have today. And yet, we cannot claim to be the most joyful or loving generation in history. A vast number of people live in states of constant anxiety and depression. Some are suffering their failure, but ironically, many are suffering the consequences of their success. Some are suffering their limitations, but many are suffering their freedom. What is missing is human consciousness. Everything else is in place, but the human being is not in place. If human beings stopped obstructing the path to their own happiness, every other solution is at hand. You cannot transform the world without transforming the individual. My life's work has been dedicated to empowering the human beings to take charge of their own destinies and bringing them to a state of joyful inclusiveness so that the possibility that we are does not pass us by as a generation. Your joy, your misery, your love, your agony, your bliss lie in your hands. There is a way out, and the way out is in. It is only by turning inward that we can truly create a world of love, light, and laughter. This book could be a doorway to that world. Let us make it happen.
Yugratova, Bogratova, Sangratova.
This concludes our audiobook, Inner Engineering, A Yogi's Guide to Joy by Sadhguru, as read by the author. SoundsTrue.com. Many voices, one journey.
Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam.